Joe's need to know news. How about this? The Browns were favored on the road for the first time since 2015 to beat the Colts, but they fell behind 28-7 and never fully recovered as the Colts won. That's right. I said it. The Colts won yesterday.
Well, I wouldn't be that excited about it.
Excuse me?
It was against the Browns or
but
whatever.
But they won,
but,
Alex!
Like, it was also a close game, and isn't that really embarrassing because the Browns like never win anything, and the fact that it was even a close game, like, doesn't that say like bad things about our team? Like, I'm just saying, as somebody that doesn't know anything about sports, if the team that that loses everything, it was a close game, doesn't that look bad?
Alex, sidebar here. Let me turn the mics off. Yeah, the Colts are, they're not doing that well. I get that. But like, the Browns really suck. But it's like good for morale.
Okay, sorry. It's good for morale. Yay, go Colts!
Yay, Colts!
Yay! It's cool though. I honestly was worried they weren't going to. They had some signs of life though, so I'm excited. Hopefully they'll get it together, and hopefully eventually Andrew Luck will be coming back. A Twitter user, I like the name right here, named the Real Ass Wolf from Salt Lake City, made himself a DiGiorno pizza last week. That's not that impressive, but he used candy corn as the topping. And it actually looks like it worked because the
that
corn melted
nasty.
Everywhere, but it's disgusting and gross.
His you know what? No, delete yourself.
Wait, how do you know it's disgusting and
because,
gross?
Because seriously, like, listen, my name's Joe and yeah. Alex show here. I am like, nothing wrong with it. I am white trash as they come. Like, I'm just white trash as can be. Even my white trash shelf doesn't enjoy candy corn because it's the most disgusting candy in the world. Forget holidays.
Totally.
Halloween is the worst, but if you eat candy corn, there's something wrong with you. Like maybe lack of taste buds, for example.
There's something wrong with me.
But I thought of that, and I also thought, wait a minute, Alex hates pizza, like she will not eat it. So imagine like melting candy corn all over there, and I don't know, a lot of people are saying that this is even worse than pineapple on a pizza, which I think pineapple on a pizza is okay.
Agree.
Candy
Any
corn.
Type of candy with like tomato sauce, that is disgusting.
But just candy corn, even if it was just like, ugh, no ugh. Thank you. All right, what do you think about this one? Because I love the idea, but I think some people would be creeped out. Walmart is about to start testing a new grocery delivery service where they go inside your house when you're away and they'll stock your fridge. They're going to be testing it in Silicon Valley first, and a spokesperson admitted, yeah, quote, this may not be for everybody, but oh my gosh, sign me up. You're gonna go load the groceries into my house when I'm at work right now?
Are you
I
on
love
crack?
It it's groceries. What, you're not, you're against this? You want somebody to be there? You want
to
be there?
To me, there is not a chance I would let anyone from any business ever come into my home when I am not there. It doesn't matter who you are. The only business that I would allow their employees to come into my home when I am not there.
I already know it.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Chick-fil-A workers could come tuck me into bed at night and I would be comfortable.
You don't want somebody to stock your fridge and stock your life.
I think it sounds amazing in theory, but I would be too scared letting anybody. I'd be uncomfortable letting my own brother come into my house whenever I wasn't there.
Are they gonna find some weird things laying out?
No, there's nothing weird laying out. It's just I'm scared that they would steal something or whatever, you know?
Producer,
your
I'm white.
Brother?
Not him.
That's a whole other issue.
Yeah. Where's my underwear at? What is this? Producer
anyone I don't know from anywhere. Like, I'm super weird about, like, the maintenance for my apartment, like, being there when I'm not there.
But it's a service setup. Would you let people do this at your place?
No, they probably have dirty hands and
oh
they'll get the doorknobs all gross.
Can we make a poll or at least tweet us, Joe and Alex show, if you would do something like that where you would allow a service to actually deliver stuff while you're gone?
Yeah,
that
I'll
would
put
be
it up.
So convenient. Joe and Alex show, go ahead and hit us up on Twitter.